Can we please send silent prayer to prepare our hearts? Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our family altar. Let's sing hymn number 5. Hymn number 5. In the name of Jesus, I speak. For tonight, family altar, we will read Psalms number 104. Psalms number 104. These Psalms are, it is a song of creation. It is a song of creation. It is a hymn to the Creator. We can see the poet view the creation display before his eyes and sing the glory of his maker and sustainer. So this psalm, it is a song of creation, a hymn to the creator. How the poet views the creation displayed before his eyes and sing the glory of is maker and sustainer. Let us go through these psalms. We read as we explain. Okay, let's see verse 1. Verse 1. This is introduction. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty. So here, we can see the psalmist, the poet, how he blessed the Lord from his soul. Oh Lord, my God, the Lord is very great. Why the Lord is very great? Because of his creation. So here, we are able to see the theme of this hymn. It is a song of creation. It is a hymn to the Creator. So here we can see, the visible creation, so the psalmist able to see the visible creation around him. But then, we can also see the invisible creator, God who is spirit. He is the invisible creator. So we can see, the visible creation around him, which he will as the radiant and stately robe which the invisible creator has clothed himself for to display his glory. So we can see the visible creation, but then the invisible creator. But here, he say, you are clothed with splendor and majesty. How he will, the radiant and stately robe, which the invisible creator has clothed himself, to display his glory. So through the creation of God, we can see, it revealed to us the wisdom of God also, and then how the Lord is clothed with splendor and majesty because of his creation. In verse 24, the lower part, we can see, in wisdom you have made them all. So God in his wisdom, he created all things that we are able to see today. It was this invisible God. He is the creator. And the creation display his glory. So how the Lord is clothed with splendor and majesty. So this is the introduction. So he blessed the Lord. How the Lord is great through his creation. Now let's see verses 2 to 4. Verses 2 to 4. Covering yourself with light as with a cloak, stretching out heaven like a tent curtain, he lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters. He makes the cloud his chariot. He walks upon the wings of the wind. He makes the winds his messengers, flaming fire his ministers. So here, this part we are able to see the celestial realm. So we can see, it speak about the sky, the outer space. And here, it is a reference to the first and second day of creation. It is a reference to the first and second day of creation. So we can see how we can see the light. So there was this light. And then how we are also able to see the waters. And then we are also able to see the clouds, the wind, the heavens, So here, refer to the first and second day of creation, first and second day of creation. And then, verse 4, here, referring to the winds, to the flaming fire, and then we are able to see the winds, the lightning, both the thunderstorm, here personify as the agent of God's purpose. Of course, in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 7, we are able to see very clearly here refer to the angels, So we can see he also here associate this part with the angels, so here we can see the celestial realm, a reference to the first and second day of creation. There was light, we can see there was also the water, there was also the skies, the heaven. Let's continue to see verses 5 to 9. He established the earth upon its foundations so that it will not totter forever and ever. You cover it with the deep as with a garment. The waters were standing above the mountains. At your rebuke, they fled. At the sound of your thunder, they hurried away. The mountains rose, the valleys sank down to the place which you established for them. You set a boundary that they may not pass over, so that they will not return to cover the earth. So here, verses 5 to 9, we can see it refer to the earth. The earthly realm makes secure. We can see the earth solid foundation and secure boundaries. So here is a reference to the third day. How there was a separation between land and then earth. Here we can see the earth solid foundation and the secure boundaries. So we can see that there was land and there was also the sea, the sea. And then verse 9, the Lord had set a boundary that the sea may not pass over so that they will not return to cover the earth. So here is a reference to the third day of creation, how the earth realm is made secure. The earth solid foundation and secure boundaries. Let's continue to see verses 10 to 18. Verses 10 to 18, he sent forth spring in the valleys. They flow between the mountains. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. Beside them, the birds of the heavens dwell. They lift up their voices among the branches. He waters the mountains from his upper chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of his works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, and vegetation for the labor of man, so that he may bring forth food from the earth and wine which makes man's heart glad, so that he may make his face glister with oil, and food which sustains man's heart. The trees of the Lord drink their fill, the cedars of Lebanon which he planted, where the birds build their nests, and the stock whose home is in the fir trees. The high mountains are for the wild goats. The cliffs are a refuge for the Sephanim. So here, in this part, verses 10 to 18, we can see the earth, a flourishing garden of life. The earth, a flourishing garden of life. Here we can see the psalmist. This is the focal point of the psalmist's contemplation of creation. So this part is the focal point. It describes to us the earth, a flourishing garden of life. So here is a reference to the third and the sixth day of creation. A reference to the third and sixth day of creation. Verses 10 to 12, we can see the gift of water from below. The gift of water from below. Watering the ravines of the Negev or the south, the desert land. He sent forth springs in the valley. They flow between the mountains. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. Beside them, the birds of the heaven dwell. They lift up their voices among the branches. So here we can see the gift of water from below, watering the ravines of the Negev, the south, the desert land. And then verses 13 to 15, we can see the gift of water from above, the gift of water from above, watering the upper lands, the uplands of Israel with their cultivated fields. He waters the mountains from his upper chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of his works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and vegetation for the labor of man, so that he may bring forth food from the earth and wine which makes man's heart glad, so that he may make his face glister with oil and food which sustains man's heart. So we can see the gift of water from above, watering the uplands of Israel with their cultivated fields. And then verses 16 to 18, we can see the well-watered Lebanon with its great trees. And then there are hordes of birds, and then also the animals or the alpine animals. Here pictured to us the very perfect example of God's earthly parkland. So we can see how the earth flourishing garden of life. So the well-watered Lebanon, the trees of the Lord drink their fill, the cedars of Lebanon, which he planted. The birds build their nest there, and the stock whose home is in the fir trees. The high mountains are for the wild goats, the cliff are a refuge for the hyrax, for the hyrax or the sephanim an animal. So here we can see the well-watered Lebanon with its great trees, its hordes of birds and alpine animals. It pictures to us the perfect example of God's earthly parkland. Let's continue to see the next part, verses 19 to 23. He made the moon for the seasons. The sun knows the place of its setting. You appoint darkness and it becomes night, in which all the beasts of the forest prowl about. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God. When the sun rises, they withdrew and lie down in their dens. Man goes forth to his work and to his labor until evening. So here we can see verses 19 to 23, the orderly cycle of life on earth governed by the moon and the sun. So the orderly cycle of life on earth governed by the moon and the sun, we can see a reference to the fourth day of creation. Okay, how the seasons are, the time will continue. The orderly cycle of life on earth governed by the moon and sun. Let's see the next one. Verses 24 to 26. O Lord, how many are your works? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions. There is the sea, great and broad, in which are swarms without number, animals both small and great. There are ships move along, and Leviathan, which you have formed to sport in it. So here, verses 24 to 26, we can see the nautical realm, or maritime, refer to the sea, And then here we can see it is a reference to the fifth day of creation, the fifth day of creation, how the Lord filled the sea with fishes, with animals, etc. And then how the ships also move along the sea. And then verse 26 speak about this Leviathan. It is a sea monster whereby here we can see this God's creation playing in the ocean, the Leviathan, the fearsome mythological monster of the deep, is merely God's harmless pet playing in the ocean during the creation. Let's continue to see verses 27 to 30. They all wait for you to give them food, their food in due season. You give to them, they gather it up. You open your hand, they are satisfied with good. You hide your face, they are dismayed. You take away their spirit, they expire, and return to their dust. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. So here, in this part, we can see how by God's kindness, how he care for this so-called zoological garden flourishes. Because of God's care, we can see God's providence, how God maintain life on earth. Here there is a reference to the sixth day of creation, how the Lord maintain life on the earth. He is sovereign, he gives life to man, and how he also sustain man life, giving man food. So how by God's kindness, he care for this so-called zoological garden, and how the garden flourishes. Let's see the last part. Verses 31 to 35. Let us read. Let the glory of the Lord endure forever. Let the Lord be glad in his works. He looks at the earth and it trembles. He touches the mountain and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Let my meditation be pleasing to him. As for me, I shall be glad in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. So here, we can see the conclusion, the epilogue, the closing. So we can see, let the glory of the Lord endure forever. Let the Lord be glad in his works. So here, continue to praise God, glorify God. Here, we are able to see in verse 32, how God is much greater than his creation, because God is the creator. So he is so much greater than his creation that with a look or a touch, he could undo it. So he's sovereign, he's almighty, he's the great creator. So he should be glorified. Let the glory of the Lord endure forever. The Lord be glad in his works. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. let my meditation be pleasing to him. So let his praises, his song, be accepted by the Lord, be pleasing to him. How he continue to sing praises to the Lord. As for me, I shall be glad in the Lord. Why? Because men, we are the crown of the creation of God. Men, we are the crown of the creation of God. We are created in the likeness, in the image of God. So man is God's crown of creation. And what more? The Lord give man salvation. Sin entered into the world. What's the define? Let sinners be consumed from the earth and let the wicked be no more. So sin entered into the world. And then how we can see sin mars the creation of God, spoil or ruin the creation of God. So here, may the earth be purged of that which spoil and ruin the earth. What's the defile? Let sinners be consumed from the earth and let the wicked be no more. So the psalmist shall be glad in the Lord. Why? Because man is the crown of creation. And today we understand what more? Sin entered into the world, but the Lord give us salvation. And we pray that let sinners be consumed from the earth and the wicked be no more. So we thank God for his creation. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Praise the Lord. So this is what we should do. And also, you can refer to Revelation chapter 4. We can see the heavenly scene, how the Creator is praised, is magnified, is glorified. So we thank the Lord. The song of creation. Man, we are the crown of God's creation. How he care for us. More important, he give us salvation. We give thanks to the Lord. Let us pray together. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Hadi kiti 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 ki
哎，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，
Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We give thanks to our Lord, our family order, we end here tonight. Peace be unto all. Amen.